pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you everyone. As you can see, Max Schrader is not with us this evening, so I'll be stepping in. Could I get approval of the agenda as presented?
I would move that.
I'll second.
I've got to help me through this, Julie. First and a second.
Motion and a second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passed. Approval of the minutes. Could I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
And all abstained since I was absent.
Okay. Unfinished business. No unfinished business. New business, Councilman Mattson, September 5, council meeting absence. Can I get a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Question carries.
I'll abstain again.
Okay, Tiffany Solomon, BHS.
Good evening. We will be having our annual homecoming parade and barbecue on Monday, October 2nd. I think it's about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks away from now. And we are just wanting to request a street closure of Fetterman so that we can have our barbecue on Fetterman. And then also a escort for our parade. And I haven't emailed Chief Bissette or contacted him, but I will. And so just an escort will be setting up outside of Brzezinski Park, like we usually do, and then going up to Angus and then north on Main. And then I always say we'll come down by Come and Go and back there, but usually they just dissolve from there. So, but we just wanted to request that we could have that. And the street closure on Fetterman from 4 until about 9 p.m. to give us time to set up and clean up. And then the parade will start, we'll line up at 6 at Brzezinski Park, and then go from 6:30 to approximately 7 on Main Street.
Okay. Thank you, Tiffany. Could we get a motion for the closure request on October 2nd for homecoming event?
I would so move.
I'll second.
A motion and a second. Any other discussion or questions? Any issues, go?
Then I will make sure and contact. Do you want me to put you on that with Chief Bissette? I'll make sure, but I don't think I included that in my email. I did also talk to the chamber also about using Crazy Woman Square and the banner above.
Okay.
And so we'll keep you emails.
Good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I don't know that we actually voted, do we?
No, yeah.
All right, now for the discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next on the list is animal shelter contract. I believe we have a contract that's been presented and both parties.
Vice Mayor, I do have some concerns for concerns or changes I'd like to propose to this contract. Item number two, this is between our city personnel taking dogs to the shelter. So I would like to strike in Buffalo residents. Item number four, all the pickup fees, boarding fees, love for the shelter to keep those, but for our licensing fees, those cities, I think we still need to collect those. On page two, item K, the last part of that sentence from within the city, I think, needs to be changed to by city personnel. And then in six, item D, our trash dumpsters, based on our new system, provided to everybody for free. and not allowing them, still charging them a ticket fee. So I'd like to see that charge. So I would like to table this contract until our next meeting to allow us to meet with them and see if those changes can be agreed upon.
Okay.
So I move to table this request, this contract.
Okay. I have a motion. Is there a second?
Well, I guess that's one thing. I'll second for discussion.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Well, is there a way to expedite this thing in the sense that if we make these changes, that we send it to them for their signature? Or this is getting to be a shaggy dog story, pardon the expression, that it just goes on and on. We never get to the end point.
Yeah, could we approve it with our changes? And if they don't approve it, then we could bring it back. I don't know what the proper rules are.
Where's the city attorney?
If he'd be quit, if you guys are in agreement with Councilwoman Camino on her proposed changes, if you guys are in agreement, I think you can amend your motion to, or you could vote it down and do a new motion to make it rescind my motion. Yeah, and then Vice Mayor, I would like to rescind my motion and make a new motion that we accept this contract with the four highlighted changes.
I second that new motion.
And can we just say those four changes one more time?
Item 2, I think the sentence period after city personnel, delete and Buffalo residents. Item 4, in the last, second to last line, just delete licensing fees. So in the 40 fees shall be retained by the shelter. Yeah. Item K on page 2, add at the end of that sentence by city personnel. And item 6, letter D, completely strike item D.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Yes, is there anyone on behalf of the animal shelter that would like to speak?
Our president is ill tonight. She could not be here. I don't feel it would be wise for myself to speak. We would probably be getting the lawyers involved. Sorry.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next on the agenda, Resolution 1470, resolution amending the annual appropriation bill for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2024. That resolution, we as the City of Buffalo find it necessary to increase the budget expense for the Bomber Mountain Civic Center fire panel by $34,540. Can I get a motion?
I make a motion to approve Resolution 1470, revising the annual appropriation bill for the City of Buffalo.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 John, can you give me a figure, please?
You bet. $34,540.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Main Street Trees.
Wait, I don't want that last school.
Oh, please let the record note that Councilman Madden was a no.
And the resolution?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Julie, is this? Oh, I'm sorry, we're on the proclamation. Okay, proclamation. Constitution Week, September 17th through the 23rd. September 17th through the 23rd marks the 236th anniversary of the drafting of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional Convention, and whereas it is fitting and proper to accord official recognition of the magnificent document and its memorable anniversary and to patriotic celebrations, will commemorate the occasion, and whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America designating September 17th through September 23rd as Constitution Week. Now, therefore, I, John Camino, Vice Mayor of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, do hereby proclaim September 17th through 23rd, 2023 as Constitution Week, and ask our citizens to reaffirm the ideals and framers of the Constitution had in 1787 by the vigilante, protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us through the guardian of our liberties, remembering that lost rights may never be regained. In witness whereof I hereunto set my hand and cause the seal to be affixed this 19th day of September 2023. Do we need a motion to approve the...
No. Is there anyone here to accept it?
Is there anyone here to accept the proclamation? Okay. Next on the agenda, Main Street Trees. Is Ms. Buffington in the audience?
No.
Is there anything that we need to discuss on this? I'm sorry, Jim.
Well, I just think that YDOT is, well, I know YDOT is looking for, they need to finalize the plan on the Main Street so that this can wrap up, be go to final design and be bid this fall.
Mm-hmm.
So they are seeking input from the city on, are we including these trees, any of the trees, in the final plan on the Main Street?
Well, actually, we're going to include all of them.
Yeah. Are you, when you say include, does that mean doing something with them? Like, in part, does the contractor need to do anything with the trees, or are we leaving the trees alone?
The way I understand it is that they will change the concrete around the thing so that it doesn't buckle up anymore and solve that problem. And that we had the Schumanns, I think, offered to do the trimming of it, so that will be done, assuming it felt good. That will be done anyway, so I think that the main thing that they need to know is that the sidewalk area around a few of these needs to be expanded, or not expanded, but cut down so there's more room for the trees to grow. Because I think there is a consensus among the public that they like those trees, and, you know, if we can save them, we should. If there's one that's dying or something, that's different.
Mm-hmm. At one point, I know we discussed the business owners of the downtown Main Streets having a say in whether those trees stay or go. And given the fact that we've asked those business owners to maintain those trees to a certain degree, just for the public's knowledge and record, have we heard back from any of those businesses and what was their thought on it?
We got a memo from our attorney that said that that we can keep the trees and that we will maintain them. If they do not have a liability, I say, well, something worried about as far as what happens to the trees. They're held harmless on that. But I thought what the attorney came up with was appropriate. I don't know. I don't think it's probably in our...
That was this afternoon?
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock.
So I collaborated a little bit. The attorney sent a letter saying that basically back when we put the trees in, they made an agreement with WildDOT to put those trees into their right-of-way. Part of that agreement was that the city of Buffalo would maintain those trees at that time. Yeah. So his advisement was that we probably would advise you guys to make a motion to accept the Schumann's offer to trim the trees and probably a motion or something that we're going to keep or get rid of the trees.
I would also like, if a business so wants to get rid of one tree and keep another, I know that's been some conversation held by some downtown owners, or if a business would like to replace their tree because it's diseased or blighted, I would like to honor and help that too. I mean, it's part of their storefront. So I think it's important to listen to them.
I believe we have a valuable resource with the Schumanns, and if we could get those business owners in contact with you, maybe some proper pruning or treatment to these trees or some explanation of how they can be cared for. Because I know some business owners are concerned about the trees actually butting into the buildings and things, and so I think things that could probably be addressed, but get them in touch with the professionals.
Agreed.
So, with that being said, is there a motion on the floor?
I'll take a stab at it, I think. I'd make a motion to, I guess, to leave the trees as is and remove them from the WildDOT contract with the only thing WildDOT would be responsible for would be replacing the sidewalk around existing trees. Other pruning or maintaining or replacement would be done by the with the advice of the Buffalo Tree Board at a later date.
Could I amend that by adding the replacement around marked trees? I don't think WildDOT had any desire to replace all sidewalks around all trees.
As necessary to
as
replace,
necessary.
Replacement as necessary to conquer the round of trees as wherever they identify this. I will accept that as a friendly amendment.
Okay. I have a motion, a motion and a second to leave the trees as is. And I'm not sure I can wrap my head around the rest of that stuff. But I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
And I'll make a second motion to accept the offer from the Schumann's Heartland Tree Care to trim the trees so it's officially on record that they're allowed to do the work.
Okay. I have a motion on the floor. Is there a second for that offer?
Second, Ben.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Marriage appointments. Looks like we have Karen Buffington to the Buffalo Tree Board for a 2-year term. Can I get a motion to appoint Karen Buffington to the Buffalo Tree Board?
So moved.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Reports. City Attorney Dennis Thurman is absent this evening, so we'll move on to Ted Vasey.
For example, I don't have anything new particular to say, guys, but if you have any questions or concerns from anyone that you need to share with me or
Want me to share with you?
Is it appropriate to talk about what we talked about this morning on unkept residential lots?
Yes, so there was concern that there are, and you can kind of share your concerns with individuals, but maybe what the concerns are. But
what we were thinking about was when you have, like, I've been getting calls from people that have others, property owners, that let their property get run down and it turns into a literal junkyard. And I think it was shared by Jude or somebody at the meeting that it puts you in a bad spot, because if you issue a citation or whatever they call it, and then we have a city councilman that's a good friend of whoever that junky property belongs to, that they backtrack on it. And we were just thinking there might be a way of doing this, you know, not a wholesale thing, but say we have a property that comes up that is a terrible mess and we're getting complaints from the neighbors and it's causing property values to go down and all of this, that they would have the ability to they would have to be required to fix it, but you would bring a list in and say, in another week we're going to go and put these on the agenda, so you need to drive by them and see if you agree, you know. And if we have somebody on the council that says no, that isn't that bad or something, you know, then we can reassess it. But I think we need to, as councilmen, we need to stand behind what your professional judgment is, and we just, I think, would be much easier for us to do that if we had a little bit of a heads up on which properties and what conditions there are. We have some that are just absolutely, I mean,
flagrant.
Yeah, I mean, it's a health and safety and kind of a general welfare consideration. And, you know, there's people, I had a guy, somebody said that they had a neighbor sell their house and they had to lower the price by, I can't remember, I think it was $38,000, because the buyer says, you know, this is really overpriced because of this junkyard you got across the street. And so that kind of thing is, to me, it's upsetting because it's a negative externality that we're forcing upon a citizenry that is inappropriate.
Sure, I agree. We have reached out to a few community members here the last couple of weeks over yards and stuff like that. So it's being done. I guess typically what I do is I usually just reach out to the owners, talk to them. If they're willing to cooperate, I give them a week, 2 weeks. At that point, if they don't, we actually write them official abate notice, basically, and we give them a certain amount of time on that abate. Mm-hmm. After that, what I like to usually do, if I get enough complaints, I usually will go through the city attorney, and they can file an affidavit of complaint, and then they get so many of those, basically, affidavits, you know, from multiple neighbors saying, yes, this is a problem in our eyes, and then from there, it doesn't get fixed. We cite them, and it'll go to the court, and the judge can determine whether it's if she agreed with me or with the homeowner, or whatever side she wants to go on there. But I can send out the notices to abate to the council.
Just for the information thing.
Yeah. Yeah, just FYI type of, hey, I'm working with this property owner to do something there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Sure.
I think that'd be good. It's simple. Usually the monthly report is summary of how many notices of debate or just to I guess to know that, yeah, personally, I'm behind what you're doing. Yeah, we authorized use for that special municipal officer to be able to do these, enforce these, our codes. We're behind you. So if somebody complains, we go.
Appreciate that.
And I'd like to echo that too, Terry. The bigger thing there is that we are really behind what you're saying and want to back you up.
Good.
And that you're doing a good job.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you, Terry. Start.
Nothing to report. Can I answer your questions? Very good.
Things are quiet in the city?
No, not
that. But there's nothing to report.
A lot of things are under investigation. I can't talk about that.
Mr. Silverman.
Mayor, Council, I don't have a whole lot either. We've just been patching more potholes and street cuts, and with our fresh load, although maybe we'll get some more chip sealing done. Some of the larger patches and that. Finished painting the curbs. We had not a huge water leak, but a larger water leak on Adams last Friday. Water was down for a couple hours. We got it fixed back on. Everything's good. And the construction on Gary has begun. I don't rent. I don't know if you've got any more specifics on that. Or
they have just loved it. I guess they just said that they're planning to start concrete work next week.
Okay.
Yeah, start the week of the 25th. So a lot of the concrete guys in town to start doing that hill, along the hill, and they're going to be out of Pond Erie. They're likely to get that done and the intersection done before we move over to Delaware, just for keeping everything under control for the road hill. Weather events do affect that grade, so hopefully, rain shower won't make too much of a mess as we have to clean up. But
here lately, when it rains, of course, it's
yeah.
And happy to answer any other questions.
I guess, and on Erie, Delaware, I guess, can either Brent or Kevin, can one of you forward the council member the preliminary schedule or suggest a schedule just so we kind of have it in the idea that when residents talk to us, we can give them correct information to, if you know, the suggested schedule, pending weather,
yep,
interruptions, delays, whatever, so that would help. Thank you much.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, moving on to oral and written comments. Are there any oral written comments? Please.
I'd like to thank these kind folks for volunteering to maintain the trees.
Okay. Do you mind just stating your name?
Oh, yes. Lee, L-E-E King, K-I-N-G.
Thank you. Any other oral or written comments? Yes, sir.
Hi, Richard Wilson with the Ring Group, and we just want to say thanks for the support on our event we had the other week. We had 75 to 100, I think, folks turn out, over 50 hockey players, ages 5 to 55, and broke them on the groups, had music down there, Papabinos, everyone else, and just you guys helping get that thing going. It was a big hit. They want us to do a Christmas one. So we're thinking about maybe doing a Santa's cake if we have ice and things work out. So anyways, thank you, and that's our future plan.
Thank you. Any other oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcements. Planning and Zoning Board meeting September 26th at 1 p.m. Department Head meeting October 3rd at 7 a.m. City-County meeting October 17th at 7 a.m. City Council meetings October 3rd and 17th at 5 p.m. That being said, can I get approval of the bills?
So moved.
I'll second.
And motion is
second.
We're approving two of them. If one of them is there, this will be just inside of it.
Right? Yeah, I've seen it. All right. Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And can I get a motion to adjourn?
I would move to adjourn.
Motion. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.